Such a good song. Thank you, Nina. 1984. Originally a German jam. The 99 Luftballons. Which, you know, what a great song. It was so good. They did it in English as well and allowed us to enjoy their culture. And I loved Germany in the 80s. Their engineering, their cars. If you know anything about me, I love BMWs from the 80s. They were just really good at engineering, and they had some pretty cool culture. And I know that they had a couple hiccups in history, but, man, Germany's a cool country, and I appreciate, you know, them for their strong suits. So, yeah, thank you, Nina. Great song. Thank God we made it through the Cold War. That was a sketchy time as well. But, yeah, so balloons. That's why I decided to use that song. Let's talk about this Chinese spy balloon situation. Probably the biggest story going on right now in the world, I'd say. Had this Chinese spy balloon enter our airspace. Well, we initially knew January 28th it entered American airspace in Alaska. And we could have addressed it right there at the front door, you know, over the Aleutian Islands, but of course we didn't do that. We let it just go on, and then we let it fly over the continental U.S. Entered, I believe, in Montana, which is, you know, the report, but who really knows? This thing is flying at 60,000 feet. I doubt anybody'd really be able to see with their naked eye this thing, so God knows how many balloons have been flying around and over us in America. Anyway, so yeah, it's gone over, you know, 30 plus military bases. God knows how many of our missile silos it's mapped out. It spent pretty much a week. It wasn't until yesterday, and right now it's February 5th. Let me just go ahead and get this out of the way. February 5th. Today, it's episode 6. Thank you for being with me. Sorry, I got a little excited, jumped right into everything. But yeah, we shot it down yesterday on February 4th. And, you know, like I said, it was pretty much a week this thing had to map and get all the intel that it needs in, you know, half the U.S. easily. And, you know, of course we waited till it was running out the back door and shot it in the back. And, My question is, why wasn't, like, the biggest priority getting that sensor package that was attached to the balloon? I mean, they wait till it's over the Atlantic Ocean, and then they shoot it out of the sky and just let it go into the water. And I heard something about some intelligence officials being concerned that China was going to beat us to the salvage off our own coast in the Atlantic. Like, they're going to come all the way around the whole freaking planet and beat us to our own freaking shoreline. It's so ridiculous. And you wonder how much dirt China has on Joe Biden to where he's allowing them to get away with this stuff. I mean, if it was Trump, it would have been blasted into a whole nother realm by now, to say the least. And it would not be tolerated. There would be sanctions. There would be issues. It would be addressed 100% immediately, with some actual force and some self-respect. But yeah, here we go. Go ahead, just map out whatever you want. We're going to go ahead and just drop the all the information and all the data that you collected in the Atlantic Ocean and pray that we beat you to it, as opposed to, you know, maybe we have all the technology in the world. You know, they sent an F-22 to, you know, and an AX-9 missile to go blast this thing out of the sky at 58,000 feet off the, like I said, the South Carolina, the coast. And they have no plan of collecting this data. I just don't understand. And it's not like they're going to, you know, stop China from getting whatever data was collected while it was in flight. And God knows, are they sharing this information with the Russians? Do the Russians now have a map of all of our military bases and missile silos and all the rest? It's just, it's unreal. And, you know, balloons. Why? I'm like pissed. 2023 is so stupid that I'm pissed off at balloons. I mean, where we've gotten to this point here. Yeah, I love balloons. Usually, you know, a good balloon animal really brings a smile to my face. And there's lots of clowns in this world. So yeah, usually I'm happy to see balloons, but I'm not very happy in this occurrence here. But yeah, I wonder, speaking of, you know, clowns and balloons, let's talk about a host over at MSNBC. And I mean, how do you get a job there? CNN, MSNBC, do you show up with your own tank of CO2 or helium and bust out balloons for these people? Do you have to wear a wig? Do you have to have oversized shoes? This lady, this NBC news anchor, was gone for 2 weeks, you know, just missing from the air. And so she went ahead and took to the airwaves a couple days ago to declare that she has been hospitalized due to pericarditis, and that the pericarditis was absolutely caused by the common cold. And so, okay, this lady's having chest pains. It moves to the shoulder area. This lady, you know, obviously is feeling something's going on with her. She goes to the hospital, realizes that, you know, she has issues with her heart. And pericarditis is essentially, it's a condition where, you know, fluid builds up in this sac around your heart. And it, when there's inflammation and your heart is, there's excess fluid in there, your heart has a hard time beating. And so they have to either window the pericardial sac, or they have to give you a full pericardectomy. And that is removing the sac around the heart. And the sac around your heart, you know, provides, you know, a little bit of cushion, some insulation, you know, from damage, from, it lubricates your heart. There's a lot of functions that this sac has. But, you know, due to her pericarditis, now she has myocarditis. But yeah, this lady jumped back on the camera and just go ahead and declares, oh, for sure, this is the common cold, and that's why I have it. It definitely has nothing to do with the boosters. No way. Not a chance. This lady, by all accounts, is a full-blown health nut. She runs 7 miles 3 times a week. Never eats meat. Doesn't smoke. Won't drink. I mean, she is a perfect example of something that just isn't adding up as far as health issues going on with somebody who's otherwise perfectly healthy person. So yeah, there we go. And the doctor's backing her up. Of course, these doctors, they have no soul now. I mean, I'm sure there is 100% great doctors out there. But, you know, someone like this who's backing this lady's story, and he, you know, what he says is, oh yeah, you know, if you have multiple immune triggers in a short amount of time, then, you know, your immune system, you know, can pretty much send inflammation to multiple parts of your body, the heart being one of them. And it's very rare. It's not the rarest, but it happens, but it's extremely rare. Totally back in the BS. I mean, it's total trash. And it bothers me because, you know, they're, again, losing credibility. The profession, the medical industry in general, losing credibility. It just sucks. You know, the science, right now it's like it's science versus corporate scientists. Scientists versus corporate scientists. You know, science used to be, you know, an objective thing. You know, you follow the scientific method and you gather data. You get, you know, all the metrics, and then you kind of, you come to a conclusion, and you have, you know, some pretty solid science to go off, or at least some data to go off. Well, when you are a corporate scientist, you have pretty much a foregone conclusion. And, you know, all the tests and everything, the studies are fully subjective. And, you know, you can tailor these studies to pretty much get the results that you want. These people are professional liars. They lie through statistics all the time. That is one of their, you know, MOs, is lying through statistics. And they have no problem doing it. Whether people are getting hurt, not, it doesn't even matter. These people just, they lie. So there you go. You have scientists, you know, ruining the name of science. I was talking with my buddy the other day. And I'm like, no, I don't trust the science. I trust science, but I don't trust the science being pushed by the corporate media. Absolutely not. And I don't, I've seen enough lawsuits. I've seen enough studies. I've seen enough to where I know these people, you know, the means to, you know, an end, which is, you know, to make money. No matter what you have to do or what you have to say or who you have, who you're hurting. Which kind of reminds me, like, what's this whole thing? They're claiming that now that eggs are, you know, put you at risk of stroke and heart attack. Yeah, because that really checks out. Like, eggs haven't been one of the most heart-healthy foods in the history of heart-healthy foods. It's just, there's a whole conspiracy. This thing's going on with eggflation. You know, you got Hillendale, Connecticut, one of the largest, over 100,000 egg-laying hens being burned up in this massive chicken house fire. You know, 400 foot by 50 foot chicken coop, chicken house, with over 100 egg-laying hens burned up. What was the cause of the fire? Nobody knows. It's just mystery. Who knows? You know, might not have anything to do with the fact that they're, you know, creating plant-based eggs that they want people unhealthy. That the avian flu, which to me just sounds like a bunch of chicken shit. There's this whole chicken feed scandal where, you know, RNA in the food has been, you know, from, you know, main suppliers. Tractor Supply, Red Barn, their main chicken feed, which has been great forever for everybody, now is, you know, causing chickens, hens, not to lay eggs. So what they're doing is they're getting goat feed. They're putting amendments in the goat feed in order to make, you know, feed good enough for chickens to get the nutrients they need in order to lay eggs again. And luckily that's happening and people are figuring out, you know, the root of the cause here. Which is RNA in the chicken feed. Great. Perfect. So, yeah, who knows? I mean, prices for a dozen eggs are a complete yoke. The food supply in general has been attacked. We've seen food processing plants over the last couple years just getting bombed, smoked, burnt. I mean, it's just one thing after another. It's very clear that they're trying to damage the food supply. On top of the fact that Bill Gates is pretty much trying to GMO everything. Christ. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, let's go on to another story. I always got to say, I always got to give a shout out to my favorite president, old Joe Biden. So the DOJ went ahead and finally, you know, after they told him and planned it and kind of had the lawyers over there and had, you know, days, if not a week, to clear out the residence over, where's this place? It's called Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. Another house, one of many of his residences. Man, for a politician, this guy just, he crushes it. He does really well. And he must be good with money. He must be a hell of an investor. So, yeah, they didn't find anything over there, which is surprising. You know, it's funny. They say, you know, they searched his home. They searched his home. You know, they raid anything with Trump. But, you know, with them, they search. And nobody's searching, you know, the University of Delaware, which, you know, infamously has a trove of classified documents that Biden took out of the Senate when he left the Senate. So it's like some idiot. You're watching him, you know, fishing, throwing a line in a kiddie pool, standing next to an ocean. Like, you want to catch some freaking fish, dude. If you want to find something, why don't you try? They're obviously not trying. It's obviously corrupt. Big surprise. Wow. Corruption. Who would have thought? Speaking of corruption, Hunter Biden's laptop. We got a California representative, House Rep. Eric Swalwell. He went ahead and let the cat out the bag. I mean, not that we didn't already know. We've known for years now that the Hunter Biden laptop was real. And they suppressed it before the election. But now he, you know, inadvertently and I think accidentally admitted that it was real in a news conference after he got booted from all the intelligence committees there in the House by Kevin McCarthy, which is, you know, one good thing that McCarthy's done. He's still a piece of crap, in my opinion, but whatever. At least he kicked Schiff and Swalwell out of the intelligence committees. So Swalwell is infamous for being compromised. And, I mean, everybody knows this, that a Chinese spy, Feng Feng, cool name, Feng Feng, shout out to Feng Feng, cool name. So he's you know, he's pissed because he's no longer got, you know, the control and that he wants and the intel that he wants. So he just goes ahead and you know, just screw it. Let's throw ahead and throw everybody under the bus. Cause if he's admitting that the laptop is real on that side, then, you know, what's the contents of the laptop? What does a laptop kind of infer? Well, it's pretty much just it ties the Bidens to, you know, James Biden, Joe's brother, Hunter Biden, obviously his idiot son that let the laptop go or lost or left the laptop at the shop. This dude, you know, they got all these business dealings and big surprise in China, in Kazakhstan. Mexico, Russia, Ukraine. I mean, literally, the Biden crime family gets around. And there is business dealings. There are tons. There's a plethora of incriminating evidence in this laptop. It goes way, way deep. So, yeah, that's real. We already knew it was real. Pretty much everybody admitted it was real. Twitter and the Twitter files kind of, you know, solidified that for everybody that wasn't already sure. Like, most of the right already was. But, yeah, there you go. More corruption. Blatantly being ignored by the DOJ. So, yeah, that's cool. We got, let's go on to something else. We got Steph Curry. I don't even know the guy's name. I don't even care about the guy. But this idiot is a social justice warrior. And he is, you know, he plays for the Golden State Warriors. I guess they won the championship last year. I don't care. Nobody cares. But this guy is a total political cuck. You know, and he is the absolute antithesis of NIMBY, you know, good old not in my backyard. He's always, you know, he's got all these things to say about, you know, being, you know, tolerant and virtue signaling. And, you know, he's always supporting the current thing, whatever that might be. He's just a total lop. And now he's over at the White House, you know, rubbing elbows with Pedo Joe and Cackling Kamala and showing up to press conferences with Cream G. Pierre, Jean Pierre, who is the worst diversity hire of all time. That lady sucks at her job. I don't care if she was an alien. I don't care if her skin color is green. I don't care. The lady sucks. So anyway, he's over there and he's handing out, you know, jerseys to these idiots, and he's thanking Biden for getting Brittany Griner back from Russia. Yeah, what the trade of the century. You know, you got this idiot lady, this dumb, okay, let me be nice. You got this person who is good at throwing a ball through a hoop, and she's smuggling illegal substances into a country, a foreign country. And, you know, they hold her to the standard, the law, and she goes ahead and gains enough leverage by that to trade the U.S. for the Merchant of Death, the most notorious arms dealer in the history of history, that has more blood on his hands than, you know, probably anybody other than Joe Biden. No, just kidding. But yeah, it's just, it's unbelievable. It's just, yeah, thanks, bro. Way to make another virtue signal, dude. You're such a piece of crap, and you're such an idiot, and you are literally what's wrong with society. So, yeah, suck it, Steph Curry, whatever your name is. Nobody cares about you. You suck as a person. I guess you're decent at basketball, but I wouldn't know because I never watch. So screw you. Screw your politics. Do some homework and stop being a tool. But yeah, talking about some idiots, and I got another funny story. This is kind of, I don't know if it's funny or sad or just stupid, all the above, but we got another woke tranny, this guy, David Eastwood, and this story's out of Scotland. This guy, David Eastwood, he went to jail when he was like 17, 18 years old in 2004, and a month before he was going to be released, this dude strangles his cellmate with shoelaces, and earns himself a lifetime stay in prison. So this kid obviously has just thrown his life away. God knows what he was thinking, strangling the guy a month before he's released. Anyway, the dude, fast forward 14 years to 2018, the guy is now identifies as Sophie Eastwood. The guy doesn't deserve a cool last name. That's a pretty cool last name. But yeah, so this guy is now identifying as a woman, Sophie. Okay, and the jail and the penal system, they just go ahead and the correction system pretty much gives him whatever he wants. You know, tampons, panties, I don't know, a bra. I don't know what he needs now as a woman. He just decides he's a woman all of a sudden. So yeah, okay, so they go ahead and they you know, they humor him there. And then fast forward to now, 4 more years later, the dude is 36 years old, was identifying as a woman, now identifies as a baby. So this guy is getting his food pureed. He's getting, you know, diapers, probably a baba. He's having his hand held every time he leaves the cell by a guard. They gave him a dummy in his cellmate, or as his cellmate, to keep him, you know, you wouldn't want him to be uncomfortable or, you know, in jail. It's just, I cannot believe this is the world that we're living in. And again, it's like every single week, there's so much crap that it just blows my mind that I just can't even keep up. It's amazing. So yeah, that's okay. So one more thing, I'm going to jump, kind of give you kind of a something to smile about on the way out. Hopefully, I'm a huge dog lover, and I think most people are. But yeah, I wanted to mention this dog, Bobby. This dog is from Portugal, and he is officially the oldest dog ever to live on planet Earth. And he's still alive. He's 30 years old, 269 days, and still ticking, still trucking along. And he is a Portuguese Mastiff. And I mean, he's a pretty big dog. I would think that the oldest living dog in history would be a smaller dog, like a Chihuahua mix or something like that. But this dude seems to be purebred, and this dude seems to be solid. I mean, I saw some video of him, and he's still cruising around. He seems pretty mobile and pretty normal for 30 years old, folks. How do we confirm this? I don't know. I want confirmation. I almost can't believe it. But yeah, I got an old dog myself. Shout out to Gage. I love you, buddy. And he's nearly 16 years old. I could pray just to maybe get another 2 or 3 years out of the guy. But yeah, good on you. Good on the owner. Obviously loves his dog to death. It takes a lot of devotion and a lot of love to keep a dog for 30 years. Thank you guys for being here. Another one in the books. Let's keep it going. God bless the US. Love you guys. Come back again.